Discussion contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer.
There's no meaning, there's no separate meaning, there's no sarcasm with a fool on the hill. It's just a song. And anyway, here we are. It's the Savage Nation. Many of you have been waiting. I want to thank my loyal fans for waiting all day for the last word in talk radio, the Savage Nation. Of course, the phone number is important if you care to join the conversation on the topics I'm going to bring up. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America. Tonight is a big night. There's a lot of incredible news coming out of the Middle East. It looks like Netanyahu has won again for the longest-running prime minister in Israel. It's a very important story because on the very day that Netanyahu appears to have won in Israel, our extremist government is sending the latest F-16 fighter jets and 400, I did not make a mistake, 400 Abrams tanks to Egypt's radical Islamists. Why do Jews vote for Obama? How could a Jew be a Democrat and support Israel? The only conclusion is Jews don't support Israel. Although they allegedly support Israel, they don't. See, that's the dirty little secret that you don't know. Secular Jews hate Israel. They like France. Secular Jews like Provence. Secular Jews like the wine country of Italy. Secular Jews sneer at their throwback cousins in Israel. They are modern people. They have nothing to do with those throwbacks in Israel. What do they care? France, Italy, Constitution, fair, who needs it? What we need is a country run by a strong progressive. That's what we need. Someone who'll do what he wants. What's the messy constitution? That's the new mind. That's the mind that led to the revolution in Russia that is leading America to a civil war. In fact, today's show is going to be devoted to something I have abandoned because I find it boring. I found an article a month ago around New Year's Eve that I've been holding in abeyance. For some reason, I didn't want to talk about it till tonight. There's an extremist law professor who is exactly like Obama when he's unmasked, who says, let's give up on the U.S. Constitution, that we don't need it. His name, Lewis Michael Seidman, of course. He projects the views of radical Obama. And if you can believe this, he's a professor of constitutional law, which is, strangely enough, exactly what Obama allegedly was, or studied, rather. And I told you that the only reason these communists study the Constitution is to see how they can get around it, overturn it, throw it out. Do you understand what I just said to you? So here's a guy named Lewis Michael Seidman at that throwback university, Georgetown University, which was once a great university. It's become nothing but a cesspool of anti-Americanism. Lewis Michael Seidman writes an op-ed in the Old York Times, Let's Give Up on the Constitution. And it's a long, tedious, convoluted, twisted article on why we don't need this ossified document. Very similar to what Obama truly believes behind the mask. Very similar to what all of the communist professors of law, especially constitutional law, say behind closed doors, some outside the law. He says we don't need it. We don't need the Constitution. He said we don't need a government run by we the people. He said it's impossibly utopian. Time to get rid of the people. He said we have to give up on the claim that we are a self-governing people who can settle our disagreements through mature and tolerant debate. No, he said, we shouldn't do that. He said we should just do it through debate. We don't need a constitution, is what he said. Now, I could ask certain questions, which I will in a moment. The article is Let's Give Up on the Constitution by Lewis Michael Seidman. It's connected to almost everything going on in the United States of America today. And I'll get back to it in a minute. If you care to comment on why we need the Constitution, you can call me at 855-400-SAVAGE. The best callers tonight get free copies of A Time for War, which has finally arrived in the warehouse for fulfillment. You're going to get them for nothing tonight. I do not sell books on my radio show. I direct you to Amazon.com and the bookstores. Tonight we're going to give out copies of my new novel, which is about a future in America when we're at war with China, where they've infiltrated the country and they're trying to bring us down from within, along with top government officials, along with the latest technological game-playing. It's all in a time for war. It's all fiction, of course. As you well know, according to Madeleine Albright, according to General Electric, China is our best friend. I realize that I could be charged with sedition for writing a novel called A Time for War. If these people had total and absolute power, they would probably arrest me and burn the book. Fortunately, we have a U.S. Constitution, which permits freedom of speech and freedom of the press. I'm sure that the law professor at Georgetown would approve of that, although I can't be sure anymore. Let's go back to the number one story. How do you feel about Obama sending F-16s and Abrams tanks to Egypt's radical Islamists? Well, how do you feel about it? Is that a good idea? Why would he do that? Why would he send F-16s, which can outmaneuver Israel's airplanes, and 400 Abrams tanks to Egypt's radical Islamists, especially when you have a warlord named Morsi running the country who called Jews names that I will not repeat on this show? Why would Obama send them tanks and planes? Have any answers to that? Anyone from Vermont or the Upper East Side have an answer to that one? Here's another story on MichaelSavage.com. Ex-French leader ditching the taxes in France. Can you believe the former president of France, Sarkozy, is moving to London to avoid the 75% tax? London has far less taxes than does France. Pretty amazing story. Also on MichaelSavage.com, a sheriff pledges not to enforce Obama's gun control laws. Don't call me on guns. I will not take that call because we know where we stand on it. It's enough already. I don't want to talk about it. Bill Ayers, the radical troublemaker from Obama's youth, is going to keynote the National Teacher Conference. You heard me. Left-wing, 60s radical, and one-time domestic terrorist Bill Ayers is going to keynote a National Teacher Conference. And you wonder what your children are being taught in schools. I don't think you know who this man is. He was involved in Chicago's Days of Rage riot in 69, went underground as a fugitive from justice after an accidental Greenwich Village townhouse explosion in 1970 killed three Weather Underground members who were preparing a bomb that prematurely detonated. Good friend of Obama, subsequently became a so-called professor at the so-called University of Illinois in Chicago and a family friend to our President Barack Obama before the president became a national figure. Ayers and his gun mall, Dorn, currently live in Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood where Obama formerly resided. The Virginia-based Association of Teacher Educators describes itself, well, what matters what they describe themselves. They're radical leftist anti-Americans. That's all you need to know. They hate the country. They want to get rid of the Constitution. They'd like to get rid of the Bill of Rights. And frankly, they like to do a few other things that I won't repeat. I have questions. I'm not ready to ask them. I'm ready to talk a little bit more on the Savage Nation, which I'll do. Here's another story that attracted my attention today on the Savage Nation. You ready? McDonald's Corporation settles a $700,000 lawsuit over the Islamic diet in their restaurants. McDonald's and one of its franchise owners agreed to pay $700,000 to so-called members of the Muslim community to settle allegations a Detroit area McDonald's falsely advertised its food as being prepared according to Islamic dietary law. Instead of serving them halal chicken, one of the restaurants accidentally served non-halal chicken. And that so damaged one of the people who ate the non-halal chicken, he was so shocked that he ate a non-halal chicken burger at McDonald's that he sued. Learned very well how to make it in America. Used to be a saying to immigrants that in America the streets are paved with gold. Now you know what it means. Ahmad is going to get the money along with the Detroit Health Clinic, the Arab American National Museum in Dearborn, and lawyers. Ahmed's attorney, Kasem Dakala, see what they teach them in the universities right away? Bring them in through affirmative action. Teach them to hate America, hate the corporations. Teach them to sue everybody in sight. Ahmed's attorney, Kasem Dakala, told the Associated Press that he's thrilled with the preliminary deal that's expected to be finalized March 1st. McDonald's and Findlay management deny any liability but say the settlement is in their best interest. The lawsuit alleges that Ahmed bought a chicken sandwich in September 2011 at a Dearborn, Michigan McDonald's, but found it wasn't halal, meaning it didn't meet Islamic requirements for preparing food. You see, Islam is such a sacred religion that it forbids consumption of pork, and God's name must be invoked before an animal providing meat for consumption is slaughtered. And apparently this particular chicken in that particular chicken burger did not get slaughtered according to Islamic law. Its neck was broken or its throat was cut before Allah's name was mentioned in the slaughterhouse. And that got Doc Allah so sick that he had to sue. He had to sue because he got sick because the chicken's neck was cut without some imam officiating over the cutting of the chicken's neck. And so they get $700,000, class action lawsuit. Now, you know how I feel about class action lawyers. If I were president, I would deport them, seize their assets, take their children out of schools, and make them work in toilets. I would take back three generations' worth of money they stole from society. All class action lawyers would be deported. That's what I think of them. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of SebaClear. SebaClear provides fast, topical relief of skin psoriasis. SebaClear helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using SebaClear that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-486-2310. That's 1-800-486-2310. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-486-2310. That's 1-800-486-2310.
Here's a vote. Traffic northbound 680, Sunol Gray. There was a crash, left lane. Looks like it's out of the way now, but traffic is bumper to bumper from almost Mission Boulevard south. Northbound 880, slow 237 is yet up to Mission Boulevard as well. Eastbound 4, that's a tough drive. Bay Point through Antioch. Couple of problems along the way, but it looks like lanes have been reopened. And southbound 101, University Avenue. New crash being reported there. Couple of cars, CHP on the way. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
It just keeps getting better. Olfacient Cell Therapy is helping hundreds of thousands of people feel better about their hair every day.
I absolutely love Olfacient Cell Therapy. My damaged hair has been repaired, and it feels so much thicker and stronger. Thanks, Ovation, for such a wonderful product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help reduce breakage and hair loss caused by chemicals, heat styling, extensions, and overprocessing, restoring your hair to a healthier, shinier, more manageable appearance.
I am so impressed with the Ovation products. This is the only system that actually works as advertised.
Ovation Cell Therapy is safe, effective, and very easy to use. Ovation is guaranteed to grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Up to twice as fast, or you get your money back.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, simply log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings.
Ovation Cell Therapy. You can't go wrong. It's guaranteed.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
It's a simple message. Get there safely.
I'm San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir. I'm here today to tell you, always cross streets at intersections and mark crosswalks. Please do not jaywalk. More than 1,700 pedestrians are hit by vehicles each year on San Francisco streets. Look both ways before you step from the curb. When pedestrian signals are present, begin crossing only on the walk signal. And please, don't walk and text at the same time.
A public service of the San Francisco Police Department and this Cumulus radio station.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
What a day for this country.
Yeah.
One can be blasé about a lot, but we can't be blasé about a day like this, where a re-elected person of color becomes president of the United States for another 4 years. Listen, I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, mugwump, whatever. It's a day where you have to say, what a country.
And to think this lunatic, Dan Rather, once sat on top of one of the biggest pyramids in the news for so many decades. Now, here's the question. Why do white males take such pleasure in the ascension of non-white males? Why is it white males who are constantly saying it's dead white males who are out of touch? How do you put two and two together? They're insane. Liberalism is a mental disorder. They're literally digging their own graves. They're throwing lime into the grave, and they're celebrating their own demise. How do you figure that out? The frauds like Chris Matthews, that two-faced phony, that thug, just a thug. I know the type. I once had him in the studio when I was a local host. He was a pleasant enough man before the microphone went live, and then he went into a fuming, spitting tirade out of nowhere on nothing. It's all an act. But yet they sit there, and do they actually think that African Americans, Latinos, whatever, Hispanics, love them because they say the white male is evil? The white male created the country. Who do you think made this country? The Muslims created it? Are they insane? And yet they are now dictating the direction that most of the drug addicts think the country should go in. And so you get a guy like this Lewis Michael Seidman, another fat slob professor at Georgetown, who says we don't need the Constitution anymore. Don't need it at all. Time to dump it. Now, if this jerk Seidman was alone, I wouldn't even be talking about him. But the universities are filled with these overeducated, over-credentialed communist professors. You see, the document that you despise, Mr. Seidman, is something that we used to hold up to the world as a model for dictatorships, you jerk, you. Don't you remember? We used to say to people in the third world that you've got to give your people a constitution like ours. You need free elections. And here we have these Marxist professors throughout America taking their masks off now that one of theirs is clearly in the White House for the second coming. They're totalitarians, plain and simple. And they wonder why people are panic buying guns. I frankly think it's a good thing that the New York Times published this piece by this stuffy professor, because now we could see in the open what their true agenda is. They've been hiding in the universities for too long with this rhetoric. Now they're saying what they really mean. What is it going to take for you to wake up out of your stupor to understand how close we are to losing this country? These are constitutional law professors who are trying to get rid of the Constitution itself. These disgusting little men like Louis Michael Seidman, published by the New York Times. It's astounding to me. I suggest that you read Gibbon's History of the Fall of the Roman Empire, along with A Time for War, to understand not only what happened to Rome, but what's happening to America. Not only the enemies within, but the enemies without. This country is filled with enemies within. Not only fellow travelers of Obama's like Louis Michael Seidman, in my opinion, but Islamists, Chinese military, as sure as I'm standing here, Egyptian Secret Service, Iranian Secret Service, functioning in this nation the way the Gestapo functioned in Germany, the way the Nazis sent infiltrators into America just before World War II. But you see, then we had an FBI who was tracking them. Right now, the FBI is busy tracking you. If you call the FBI and say, I'm concerned about Islamists or I'm concerned about Chinese nationals who may be members of the Chinese military, you get followed by an FBI agent. That's the country you're living in under this topsy-turvy, Alice in Wonderland-esque universe that we have fallen into. This guy Seidman is just like the lunatic Paul Krugman at the Old York Times. An over-accoladed imbecile. Both of them are over-accoladed imbeciles. Or lying charlatans. Zero scruples to advance their agenda. Over-accoladed imbeciles, both of them. Now, what was the U.S. Constitution and why was it written? Why do we still need the Constitution? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I don't want to talk about it. Neither do you. I understand. It's a national talk show. It's late at night on the East Coast. It's in the nighttime on the West. Who cares about this? You're interested in which slut fell down in Hollywood on a boulevard drunk and whose skirt fell over her face. You're interested in some idiot who has a reality show who sounds like a truck driver's transgendered wife. That's what you're interested in. Women who are as hard as men. But they wear dresses and high heels. That's the new America. That's the America that we have to live with. The degeneration of America. The end of Western civilization. That's what we're living through. But as they say, well, I'll be back to finish this in a minute.
Savage. Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Three men are in custody in connection with the Petaluma kidnapping. The victim was kidnapped at gunpoint, but a witness got the getaway car's license plate number and called police. Police say a drive-by shooting that wounded four teenagers in Brentwood yesterday appears to be gang-related. Investigators say the shooters commented on the boys' clothing before shooting them. Taking a look at the roadways, lots of traffic out there, starting with the Snow Grade, northbound 680 over the hill. There was a crash in the left lane. It's been cleared, but southbound 680 at Highway 84, crash in the right lane. That has traffic backed up towards Castlewood, and northbound is still bumper-to-bumper from Mission Boulevard south to 84. Northbound 101 doesn't look too bad through the city, but bumper-to-bumper eastbound 80 as you make the 101 split onto the lower deck. Southbound 101, make that northbound 101 very heavy now from 237 up towards University. Earlier accident there. I'm Dave Fowler, Star Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service, something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Guys, are you still hiding your feet due to toenail fungus? Look, the only truly embarrassing thing is continuing to live with this condition when there's a simple, proven treatment involving a painless laser procedure approved by the FDA. I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adel Show, he consistently encouraged his listeners with nail fungus to free themselves of this stubborn condition via the pinpoint laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. And right now, just to say Happy New Year, the doctors are offering $100 off. You'll be totally set for the beach and flip-flops when you take advantage of this great New Year's special today. The New Toes doctors have performed over 10,000 successful laser treatments. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Resolve now to get new toes for the new year by making your appointment today. Just call 800-NEW-TOES or go to 800newtoes.com and start 2013 off on the right foot at 800-NEW-TOES.
Hey, everybody, it's Mel. You know, when my husband and I bought our home, you know what we did? The first thing, we called Greg O'Donnell. And then when we refied, we called Greg, and we refied again, and we called Greg. Well, of course, you see the pattern here, right? Really, whenever we have a financial question or concern, we call Greg. And now's your opportunity to take advantage of the low fixed rates. Right now, our good friend and fellow radio show host, Greg O'Donnell, is offering the Family Plus loan with an interest-only rate of 3.50%. So do yourself a favor and call Greg at 866-496-2300 right now to get that no-cost loan. So call Greg about that 3.5% loan right now at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com.
Licensed by the Cal DRE, number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.65%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Got to hand it to the French socialist wimp president who launched French airstrikes against the Islamists in Mali and pushed the Islamist murderers out of two important towns in central Mali that they had seized for a week. I wish we had him as a war leader as opposed to the imposter-in-chief who sat on the sidelines or was directly involved in ordering those SEALs and Rangers aboard that Chinook helicopter that plummeted to earth in Afghanistan about 2 years ago, which is the story upon which my novel A Time for War is built, which will be out in a month. It's a very important story. No one has been held responsible for the death of those SEALs. And here we are. Going back to this character, this law professor, Seidman, who says we don't need the Constitution, someone wrote, Seidman would probably have been happier in Tsarist Russia. They had a legal system that resembles the one he is advocating. What's amazing to me is that I would guess Seidman's grandfather or great-grandfather fled Tsarist Russia. And what bewilders me is how many people who descended from people who fled Tsarist Russia have become, well, proponents of Tsarist America. That amazes me. How is it that so many descendants of ancestors who fled Tsarist Russia, and many of them are very powerful in professors and journalists and the movie business, why is it that they propose a Tsarist America? Can anyone explain it to me? Why do they embrace that which their grandfathers or great-grandfathers ran away from? Can anyone explain that to me? I can't. I wrote it 4 books ago. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Something happened to them on the way to America. I don't know whether it was the seltzer water in Queens, Bronx, or Brooklyn, or the carbon. It could be that the carbon, the bubbles went to the brain. I don't know exactly. I mean, I defined it as red diaper dopa babies a long time ago, RDDBs. We know what a red diaper baby was. That was created long before I did the RDDB. They were steeped in communism in their childhood, in these cauldrons of anti-Americanism. And then they went on to the marijuana world, where dope was the final blow, the final nail in the coffin of their logic. And somehow it created a toxic anti-Americanism that is hard to imagine. A country has given them so much, they hate it. How come I don't hate America? My grandfather fled Tsarist Russia. How come I don't hate America? Explain that to me. My grandfather fled Tsarist Russia. He fled the Reds, came to America, worked his heart out, brought my father here when he was 9 years old. I'm first-generation American. Why do I love this country? I've worked hard. I've had my setbacks. I've had my successes. Why do I love this country? Why does it kill me to see these bastards do this to this country? It actually gets me sick. Why? How come I didn't become a poison red diaper dopa baby? I smoked a lot of marijuana when I was young. How come it didn't poison me? Let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. I've thrown a few topics out. I could see you're not interested in them. I could see already what type of night it is. I can feel it. It's after the inauguration. You know, the roads are still empty here in California. Does anyone work anymore? They all took like a four-dayer. Or stretching it out now for a whole week. Again, the idiot children on Ritalin are out of school. They're all out of school again. Who raise a generation who could play tennis and ski, and they don't know anything about reality. But they ski well. They look good in pictures. They look nice on Christmas cards. They have no idea what country they're living in. Let's go to callers. KBBO in Washington. Mike, welcome to the Savage Nation. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Dark Savage. Hey, I'm wondering, when did Israel become so important to the United States? And maybe a little history on why we need to continue to support them.
You know, you're asking the wrong person, because I have an ambivalence about Israel and our commitment to the support level that we give them, to be frank. I know it's going to come as a shock to the audience because they think that I'm an automatic knee-jerk neocon Zionist, but I'm not. I have long felt very ambivalent about the cost of supporting Israel at all costs, especially when this country is riddled with anti-Americanism, riddled with Islamists to the extent that it is. And frankly, we are financially broke. Where do we come off supporting any country? Let me start with that. I don't know why we give Egypt $5 billion in aid and Israel $5 billion in aid. It's not 1950 anymore. That's number one. I would cut off all foreign aid, to be frank with you. I don't know if you know that. I'm on record with that, Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that. I'm on record. Cut all foreign aid to zero. Let's start with American aid. Self-help first.
Where I was.
God helps those who help themselves. That's number one. Now, as far as why is Israel important to us, I've heard every justification. We can start with the ethical, the moral, although it's gone on a little long now. It's about 70 years of carrying Israel on our back. And frankly, I think the burden is a little heavy, especially since Israel's economy is doing better than ours. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Israel's economy is healthier than ours is. Maybe Israel ought to give us foreign aid. Now, we have that issue. Then we have many other issues with the world, which is not to say that there's not a democracy in Israel. There is. It's the most democratic nation in the Middle East, which it is. But it doesn't mean that we have to support it. That's number two, and very important. I'm glad there's a democracy in Israel, but they should be self-sufficient by now. It's like a child. At what point do you say to the child, I've raised you, I have helped you, I've given you an education, I've given you a house, I've given you a car, you're on your own? When do you say that to Israel, you're on your own? When? Israel has a booming economy. They should be on their own. But we shouldn't be giving Egypt F-16s and Abrams tanks, I don't believe. Do you, Mike?
No, I agree, 100%.
You see, I'll tell you what did it for me. I had a change of opinion about Israel during, I think it was Gulf War, the first war with G.H. Bush, when We were told before that that Israel was our best ally in the Middle East. Israel would keep the oil flowing. Israel would keep the Suez Canal open. If there was a problem, Israel was our best out. It turned out during the Gulf War, Israel didn't fire a shot, didn't use one bullet, not one gallon of jet fuel. Why? Because we were told it would have set off a larger war with their Islamist friends. And so, not only did Israel not support us in the Gulf War of liberating Iraq, liberating Kuwait, but Israel had to be protected with our missile protection system, if you remember. Do you remember that scene?
Yep.
So then I realized it's a big lie that Israel's our best military ally in the Middle East. What do you mean they're our ally? Not our, we're their supporter. We're their patron. We're their father. And then I realized Israel to America is very much like Cuba was to the ex-Soviet Union. That was how it worked in my mind. I know this is considered sacrilege to many of my listeners, but this is coming from my point of view. We're broke. We're a basket case economy. What are we supporting any country for? I keep asking. They run around giving out $5 billion here, $50 million there, $100 million there. Here, they're writing a check for another $200 million. Hillary Clinton with the checkbook. Where does she get the money from? Who is in charge of this money? Well, you know, that's how I feel on foreign aid. So now let's go back to the issue of ethics and moral. There was ethics and morals. America committed itself to Israel after the Holocaust, give Jews a homeland, rightly so, a safe haven, and we did. Israel built itself up. It fought every war successfully. It defended itself against this Islamist murderous neighbors, etc. That's all good. And now what? How long does this go on? 1,000 years? I mean, when do we say we don't have the money anymore? I mean, this is how I'm seeing it. I'm a pragmatist. I'm also an American first, to be very honest with you. I'm not one of these people who believe we should be engaged in every war on every nation on earth. I mean, maybe we should send troops now to Syria to defend who? Which side should we defend in Syria? The murderous Assad or the murderous Islamists? Which side are we on in that civil war? You know, I don't like foreign entanglements. In that sense, I believe George Washington was correct to mention an old white male, one of the greatest old white males in human history, George Washington, incidentally. I'm sure Dan Rather wouldn't get a chill up his leg when you say George Washington. Anyway, that's my opinion, Mike. What's your opinion?
Well, I think we need to clean our own closet before we try to take care of the whole world.
All right, that's very simple. And so, by the way, most Americans agree with you, incidentally. In Pennsylvania, Robert, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Topic, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Savage. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to point out that I think the reason we're giving Egypt planes and tanks is simply to try to spur a war. Why else would you give your enemy weapons?
Oh, my God. You mean it's classic warmongering? What, they should go to war with Israel? You're saying that this country is ruled by the military-industrial complex to the extent that they literally want to steam up a war between Egypt and Israel in order to build up defense spending?
I think so. I mean, it's...
Oh, my God. I mean, I hope to God it isn't. So you mean Obama's going along with that?
I wouldn't put it past him. Certainly not.
Holy God. You know, as cynical as I am, and I was a cynic at age 7. I remember noting it when I was around 10 that I became a cynic at 7. As cynical as I am, I found it. I didn't even think of that, but why wouldn't it make sense? Isn't that how the military-industrial complex works? You arm one side against the other, and then you upgrade the military weaponry on the other side, so the other side needs weapons, and then they start a shooting war, and God knows what that means for profits. That's more or less what you're suggesting.
Absolutely.
I got not a chill up my leg from that one, but an eerie feeling in my guts from that one. It's the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, I guess the topic that we're discussing is this. How do you feel about Obama sending the latest iteration of the F-16 warplane, and many of them, along with 400 F-1A Abrams tanks, the latest in technology, to not Israel, but to Islamist-controlled Egypt? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Is about traffic. Big delays in Sunol, southbound 680 at 84 is a crash. Turns out two left lanes blocked. Two right lanes have been reopened, but all lanes were blocked for a short time. Traffic backed up before Castlewood. Northbound 680 slow for the Sunol grade from about Mission Boulevard. Eastbound 4 is still slow as you make your way from Pittsburgh into Antioch and Walnut Creek. Northbound 680 right at Highway 24. A little fender bender should be off to the right side. I'm Dave Falk, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
They say every car on the road is a used car, which means every car at the curb or in the garage is an unused car, and a lot of times it's an unwanted car too. If you have one of those, then why not donate it to the Cancer Fund of America? Just call 800-321-3023, where live operators are available 7 days a week. We'll pick up your car, running or not in most cases, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. Of course, you're eligible for a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your car is going to help support the Cancer Fund. All you have to do is call that phone number, 800-321-3023, to set the wheels in motion. Literally. We take cars, trucks, vans, boats, RVs. Listen, if it used to carry you around and it doesn't need oats, call the number, 800-321-3023. The Cancer Fund of America needs you. And there are thousands of people who need the Cancer Fund of America. So call today, 800-321-3023. Thanks.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Big screen TVs on the brain? Hurry into Sears before the game for huge savings on top TV brands like Samsung, Sony, Panasonic, Sharp, and LG. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Find out more at sears.com/football.
Stop. Pamper time. Perfect Fit Day Spa specializes in helping you put your best face forward. Enhance your peepers with a perfectly trimmed brow wax. Rejuvenate and cleanse pores with a 60-minute European facial. SweetJack.com nabbed half off.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. I'm going to give out copies to the best callers for my new novel, A Time for War, a thriller, when I get around to it. I'm just shocked that I wake up the day after the the inauguration and Obama sends the latest F-16s, which has a greater maneuverability and combat radius of all potential threat fighter aircraft, meaning, I guess, Israelis, and 400 Abrams tanks to Islamist Egypt, and there's not an outcry anywhere in America, not a word. It's like it's not noticed. Are they drunk? Where, for example, is the Israel lobby on this? Where are those who support Israel on this? Why are they saying nothing? Why? I don't understand this. I mean, I'm bewildered by it. So you're calling and saying why? I have a question for you. My mind is turning to the end of the show in a couple hours, and I'm going to have to eat dinner late tonight. And I don't know why I'm thinking about spaghetti and meatballs. It's late, but I always think about food. Even after I eat, while I'm eating, I'm thinking about my next meal. It's the way I'm made. And I write about it. I talk about it. It's funny. In the novel, there's many scenes in Spumante's restaurant, which is fictionalized. It's a fictionalized version of my friend Lorenzo's North Beach restaurant in North Beach. Many of you know that, but I told him I called him Bruno rather than Lorenzo. He says, why you call it Bruno's? Spumante's. He said, why'd you call the restaurant Spumante's? He said, why didn't you give me some publicity? I said, in case you sued me, what if you don't like what I write? Anyway, there's a lot of scenes in the book that are set in that restaurant where arguments and discussions take place that move the novel along. And then there's a lot of scenes in the novel set in the action scenes with people being thrown to the sharks in the Farallon Islands off boats by the Chinese operatives, scenes outside the Chinese embassy on Laguna Street, and the stories about Chinese operatives here in the city and in America. It's fiction, of course. I made the whole thing up. You know there are no Chinese operatives here. There'd be no Egyptian Secret Service here, no Iranian Secret Service here. You know that. We live in a time of total peace and safety in America. You understand that. Can I ask you something? In the next hour in the Savage Nation, would you rather hear me read a restaurant scene from Spumante's or an action scene from the novel A Time for War? I'd like to know what you're interested in. 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll read either one because it's fun. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to callers. John on WHAM in upstate New York. Thanks for calling the Savage Nation. You're in Rochester, aren't you, John?
I couldn't hear what you said, Michael.
Are you in Rochester?
No, I'm actually in Tonawanda, New York, but the 1180 Wham out of Rochester is where I came from.
Powerhouse, flamethrower, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling it was, why is Michael Savage different? And the reason is that your mother and father had the good sense to teach you about family, the value of a dollar, and the most important is to take other views and make your own decision from it.
Well, it's to make my own decision. They never indoctrinated me. They had their opinions, but my father taught me how to think. When I'd ask him a question, he would never answer it. If I was a little boy walking in the streets, he held my hand. I remember to this day. And he and I had a very difficult relationship. I don't want to idolize him. It wasn't easy. As I pointed out in Train Tracks, he was a difficult old world man. This was not a pleasant experience between father and son. It was a very old world, difficult experience of the type that an immigrant would understand and most American fathers wouldn't understand today. But nevertheless, he taught me to think because if I'd ask him a question, he wouldn't answer it. He would say to me, learn to think. I didn't even know what the words meant. I said, what do you mean think? How do you think? And he explained to me how you think, meaning how to use logic. He was a logician without even knowing it, I suspect. He was a very thoughtful man, uneducated in a formal sense, but he read all the newspapers and thought about it and talked about it. I guess in that way he was setting me up to be a talk radio host without my knowing it. Nevertheless, he taught me how to think. Children today are not taught how to think, they're taught what to think. Am I correct about that?
Exactly.
Exactly. They're given groupthink. And if the children use original thought, they're given medication. or they're given a D by the commie professors. John, I'm sending you the first free copy of A Time for War. Would you like that?
Oh, yes, Michael, most definitely, and I would love to hear from you read from A Time for War.
You're getting A Time for War. It's going to be a bestseller, I can tell you right now. Moved up to the top 100 in one day on the charts. I can tell you right away that people are going to be interested in this novel because they fear China is planning something, and they like me. They like me. They want to read the book. They want to make a statement. They want to do something after the election of the Marxist professor. Why is Obama sending tanks and planes to Egypt is a real question. It's a very important question. Arizona, Mac, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your conclusion?
My conclusion is Obama's hiding in the open by sending them the tanks and the airplanes because he's supporting his Muslim Brotherhood brothers. That's his intent. He's just doing...
You know, I've often thought that. I said, is he just saying what we shouldn't think because it's so obvious we wouldn't say it?
No, it's obvious what he's doing to me. As a police officer in the early 70s, I infiltrated the Communist Party, joined subversive groups, led marches in downtown L.A., and I had nice basic Saul Alinsky training before Barack Obama did. I know what he's doing. I know what he wants to do socially, financially, and every other way that he can to destroy America from within. I got involved with the Hollywood crowd. Oh, my gosh, the money that's there that's supporting all this, too, it's unbelievable. And it's still
Mac, you're 1,000% right, and you know then, having watched the long march through the institutions, who they are, what they are, and how they work, and by being in your face and out front with their actions, nobody would even criticize them of being an Islamist supporter. That's what you're alleging, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I scream that from the mountaintops. I go round and round with my two sons. One's a Marine lieutenant who's liberal. One's a Green Beret who's conservative. And, you know, I was just arguing with my son earlier today. It's his birthday. Anyway, I won't go into details there, but that's what Barack Obama wants to do. I've been in...
Okay, hold on. Before you go, first of all, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War for your son's birthday. That's number one, birthday present. Mac.
Thank you.
Major question. Is Obama going to succeed in overturning our freedoms?
I'm afraid he's going to give it a serious attempt. I know hundreds of people that have been gearing up for the coming revolution. I think he's going to succeed to a degree until the American people, the true patriots, come together, unite under a true conservative leader, and take our country back, whatever way we have to. Now, Texas and the other states who say, in Wyoming, we're not going to enforce these federal laws. As a matter of fact, you send a federal officer here, we're arresting him.
I know. Isn't it interesting that Obama's sending weapons to Egypt like this and wants to take weapons away from Americans here? How does that compute?
Absolutely.
How does that work?
You know,
take away guns from Americans and send tanks and planes to Islamists. Does that work for you?
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We had people there from the Defense Department that had been assigned. They were there at no charge to the State Department, and they were sent away in mid-August, and there was no excuse for that. There's also the issue, Bill, of just the administration's overall policy and the fact that they were spiking the ball on al-Qaeda throughout the course of this entire campaign.
All right, let's turn it off. Saying more gibberish from the policy wonks in Washington. Whether it's from the opposition or from the Marxists, it doesn't matter. We don't know what they're talking about. It's all a cushy game meant to sack the Treasury and enslave the people, in plain English. Now, I'm talking about guns. I'm talking about military. I'm asking a simple question. The day after the coronation of King Obama for the second time, which was so lavish in a time of such need, it's nauseating. Had it been any other president, it would have been noted by at least one of the so-called journalists, which I call stenographers. But they were gushing over it. They were just thrilled beyond belief. So the inauguration is followed by the announcement that the president is authorized sending the latest F-16 fighter planes and 400 Abrams tanks, not to Israel, but to Islamist Egypt. And we're asking why. Let's see, he wants to take guns away from Americans. He gives a big booming speech. We're going to crack gun violence from America. Booming gun violence with the microphones resonating. Gun violence, boom, boom, boom. Gun violence, boom, boom, boom. But we're sending tanks and planes to Egypt. Can anyone figure that one out? We're also talking about my forthcoming novel, A Time for War. It's really important that you understand why I wrote it. It wasn't to buy a yacht. I already have a boat. Sometimes you need to use fiction to alert a sleeping public. There have been novels through time that changed social history, social policy. I can think of a few. Rachel Carson's A Silent Spring alerted people to the fact that pesticides could wipe out the bird population. It was a very important book. Many of you don't understand it, and you think she was an environmental wacko. She was actually very smart, and she was 100% right. I'm glad that pesticide use has been reduced to the extent that it has. But we have to thank Rachel Carson for that great book, The Silent Spring. Going back in time to 1904, I believe it was Upton Sinclair who wrote, I forget the title of the book, but it was about the horrors of the slaughterhouses in America, the horrendous conditions in slaughterhouses and the lack of hygiene, and it led to the first pure food laws in America, which led to the formation later on of the FDA. So books can change history. They can change thinking and social policy. I'm gambling that my novel, A Time for War, will alert America to the danger we are in from Chinese operatives in this country right now. I realize you don't think it's true because, after all, Madeleine Albright runs around the world working for Chinese interests. Jeffrey Immelt moves factories to China, and the Chinese are so clever they're only slowly showing us what they intend to do. But their generals occasionally publish articles saying they're eventually going to go to war with America. The book was called The Jungle by Upton Sinclair, changed social policy and social history. I'm hoping A Time for War does that. So I've read from it. I'll continue to read pieces and give away copies right till publication date in early February. Let's take your calls on the Savage Nation on these topics and more. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Joe on WBOB, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Okay, hello?
Yeah, I don't answer how I'm doing. That cuts the show's guts right out of it. My call screener probably told you that. We don't know each other. It's not but go on, what's on your mind?
First of all, I want to say you're one of the most in tune, smartest guys I've ever heard.
Now I like that. I feel better already.
Okay. We both come from the same area in New York. But anyway, my question...
Well, everyone in New York's smart. Geniuses. The city's filled with geniuses.
Yeah, we were brought up the same way.
Okay.
I want you to make it real fast. We're the same age. Don't you remember when Khrushchev at the UN, his famous speech back in the 60s, that we'll take over the United States without firing a shot?
Well, he didn't say that. He said, we will bury you, as he banged his shoe on the desk at the UN.
Right, I'm sorry, bury you.
Well, there's other phrases. It was, I believe, Lenin or Marx who wrote, when the last capitalist is hung, he will be hung with the rope that he manufactured. Did you ever hear that one?
Yeah, right, I've heard that.
Well, we can modify that one under Obama in many ways about what he'd like to do to us. It won't be about hanging the last capitalist because he has the most powerful capitalists in the world who put him in power. Jeffrey Immelt of GE and has enjoyed the favors as a result. So has a good old Warren Buffet, that humble man from the Midwest. Thank you for the call. many, many good callers, and I don't know which way you want to go. Where do you want to go? WILK, Ed, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, yes, I have a different take on possibility of what happened with the Navy SEALs and the Rangers and the others aboard that helicopter.
Please.
It was the Navy SEALs who had taken out Osama bin Laden, and Barack Obama was pulled kicking and screaming to get it done. I just wonder if these guys weren't sacrificed as basically sacrificial lambs to appease the people that he considers more his friends than us.
Well, I've thought about that. It was too coincidental that shortly after the killing of Osama bin Laden by SEAL Team 6, who the commander-in-chief takes great credit for, shortly thereafter, 38 Navy, it was about 23 SEALs and 38 in total, was set aboard this one Chinook helicopter and killed in a fiery crash with a couple of rocket-propelled grenades. They were sent to their deaths. And I've been calling for a congressional hearing ever since, with no luck whatsoever. Why are the Republicans silent on this, do you think, Ed?
Well, I'm thinking possibly the only because the had to be orchestrated somehow or another that this, obviously, person with the rocket-propelled grenade, whatever nationality, was laying in wait for them, and they were purposely sent
No, I understand your suspicion, but why are the Republicans silent? Why have they not called for an investigation of the death of the SEALs? I mean, there's a best-selling movie now, Zero, whatever, Dark, I don't even know the name. Everyone's into the SEALs, everyone loves the SEALs, as they should, but there's no talk about the death of all these SEALs. More SEALs died in that plane, in that helicopter crash, than in their whole history as a unit. Why is there no investigation of this?
My only response to that would be, why did Romney get the nomination? Why didn't he fight better? Why did they let the...
Why? Because he was a fall guy.
Right.
I'm the only one who felt from the beginning Romney was set up to fail. Remember, McCain could have won that election. He threw it. McCain would not use the word Muslim. McCain would not use the words that needed to be used to sink Obama in the first election. And Romney went weak after the first debate. Romney had that presidency in his hand after the first debate. The real Obama was seen, the man with the teleprompter, the shaky novice who didn't know what he was talking about. And the real Romney showed his face, and then something happened. They pulled him aside and they said, hey, Mitt, remember. Remember why you were set up here. You were not set up to win. Take the fall. And then they sent the sharks in to kill him. Candy Crowley, Bob Schieffer, who you know who they are. And they basically threw the election in favor of Obama, making Romney look like a weakling and Obama look like a genius. That's past history, but it's very important history. It'll come up over and over again in the minds of historians who know what actually happened. But I want to go back to the SEAL crash. Why didn't Obama get called on the carpet by Romney over the death of the Navy SEALs? One of Obama's strongest calling cards during the campaign was, well, I'm a great commander-in-chief, you see. I'm better than Napoleon. I oversaw the death of Osama bin Laden. Halo around my head. Romney could have just said, well, what about the fact that you oversaw the death of 23 Navy SEALs in that fiery crash? Who put them on that helicopter, Mr. Obama? Romney didn't do it because he was told not to do it, Ed.
Well, that's it. He was just too weak, and they were basically what you're saying.
I don't know that he was too weak. They may have something on him. Why would the man run to lose? You have to ask yourself, who would take that much time out of their life and exhaust themselves and their family if they were a fall guy? That's a logical question. Why would he do it unless he had to do it?
I'm saying maybe he listened to his advisors. All the advisors saw he was...
Well, I don't want to relive the election, but I thank you for that call. I really do. I really do. I don't want to relive the election. Lance on KSFO in San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening, Dr. Savage. You asked about the nature of Russian immigrants who escaped either Tsarism or Marxism, and I believe that you have a type of personality there that is content with totalitarianism. Now, of course, the ancestors escaped because they themselves were not content. But when they got to this country and had children, I think that there was a certain, how shall I say, a complaining mindset. And a complaining mindset goes well with totalitarianism because you can throw up your hands and say, well, you know, what can you do?
I don't know. I don't understand it. If the grandfather fled Tsarist Russia, and then he has a grandson here who's a communist law professor who spends his every day hating America and trying to undermine the U.S. Constitution, how do you explain that? I don't have an explanation for it other than liberalism is a mental disorder and too much drug usage. I think many of these professors, as many of our politicians, are on medication. I'm pretty sure of that. When you consider how many people are medicated in this society, the only explanation for these Krugmans and these bloviating fools who don't understand the real world, they live in these ivy towers, these ivory towers, whether it's at the newspapers or in the communist cells called universities, they talk to each other and they start saying we don't need a constitution. Yeah, that's a great idea. Well, what do we need? We need what Lenin called for, a group of elite geniuses to tell us what we should do with our life with no constitutional protections because we're good people, we shouldn't worry. Dave in Pennsylvania, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Sir, thank you so much.
Yes, what's
the call?
Dave, what's up? Dave, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
A true patriot. This book of yours, A Time for War, this is not even a mirror. This is what's happening. I know for a fact. I listened to you last night with the warrior coming out of the rocks after the helicopter went down. Everything, you're a great mind. I can't believe that we can't get the message out to America, to people, to energize them, activate them, and get them off of their couches with their
I'm going to send you a copy of a free copy of A Time for War. It's not published yet. People have to go to Amazon.com and buy their advance copy. When I come back from the break, in order to break up the heavy political rhetoric of the show tonight, I'll read three pages of what happens to the guy who brought down the SEALs helicopter, the Chinese national who shot it down, in the novel, when I come back on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hey everyone, I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now, I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-914-5567, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-914-5567. That's 800-914-5567.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey, everybody, it's Mel. You know, when my husband and I bought our home, you know what we did? The first thing, we called Greg O'Donnell. And then when we refied, we called Greg, and we refied again, and we called Greg. Well, of course, you see the pattern here, right? Really, whenever we have a financial question or concern, we call Greg. And now's your opportunity to take advantage of the low fixed rates. Right now, our good friend and fellow radio show host Greg O'Donnell is offering the Family Plus loan with an interest-only rate of 3.50%. So do yourself a favor and call Greg at 866-496-2300 right now to get that no-cost loan. So call Greg about that 3.5% loan right now at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com.
Licensed by the Cal DRE, number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.65%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and you need to let your loved one know what you want for Valentine's Day, and you can start leaving hints now. Let your loved one know that you want the gift of gorgeous, revitalized, more healthy hair this year, and let them know that Ovation Cell Therapy is the only way to go. Ovation Cell Therapy has their special Valentine's Day gift set on sale right now, and it's the best way to turn your hair from dry, broken, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair in just the first few washes. All you need to do is head to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special introductory offer. And remember, Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types, and if for some reason you're not completely satisfied, you will receive a full product refund. Again, it's ovationhair.com, and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
And all the rest of it.
All right, so I opened a little diversion, if you don't mind, from politics. A Time for War, Michael Savage. I'll read now from page 20, a page or two. And it's about a Chinese cell operating in America. The operational hierarchy of the 10-man cell was always geographically divided. The leader went on the primary mission. His second ran the abort scenario. His third remained at the staging area. Activating the backup plan automatically put the second leader in charge. He had quickly, and judging from his blank expression, dispassionately made his decision regarding the injured man. You see, one of them got injured here in America where the cell is operating. It was only when the shadow of the Golden Gate Bridge blocked the sun and threw a deeper chill into the boat that the injured man realized they were going west. He stiffened more against that reality than against the wind. This is, again, the Chinese group. One of them did something wrong, and they're taking him out on a boat at night. He stiffened. The hand holding the handkerchief tightened. The area around his right eye was red and swollen, but his left eye held the horizon briefly. It then took in the rigid backs of the other men in the boat, their stiff necks and turned faces in an obstinate statement of exile. His left eye turned back to the horizon. They were heading toward another boat. The motorboat had been least likely to attract attention, and it was disposable as the SUV. Now they needed speed. When they reached the 38-foot Bertram, no hand offered to help the injured man climb out of the motorboat. He awkwardly leaned forward, propped himself on one palm, and half fell into the yacht. Hard pain coursed through his jaw. The other men stood and watched. He realized they were waiting for him to enter the closed cabin of the Bertram. He did and sat. They followed him in but turned their faces away again. The yacht started up and his stomach slid. The boat was built for rough water. They were going to drive it fast, and now he would suffer the embarrassment of seasickness as well. So then it's him going out on the boat, and he remembers what happened in the grocery store that brought him to this point. And then he thought, you deserve whatever is coming. He had momentarily forgotten one of the guiding principles of their work. During 2 years of schooling, Jing Jintao had stressed the concept of renai, perfect patience, the marshalling of purpose, the veiling of the self, the anonymity they granted. That idea had been nudged aside by his sudden urgent desire to please his superior. And because of his impatient desires, the presence of Johnny Yu and the other two women had startled him. That had made him afraid, had made him run. His eye remained shut as the yacht hurled forward. He didn't know how long they had traveled. The throbbing around his eye socket seemed to go on for hours. He was only aware when they stopped. Two men grabbed him by the arms and pulled him from his seat out of the cabin into the salt air. His handkerchief slipped from his eye, and he saw the skyline of San Francisco in the distance. He smelled a musty scent, like that of a dog coming from the rain. He heard throaty clucking sounds and the splash of breakers. The men hoisted him up, and he turned, saw a raw, sharp, high outcropping of rock. There were elephant seals on the crags. They're going to strand me here, he thought. The movement sent a series of drill-like shocks through his head, and yelping, he clapped his hand on his jaw to hold it still. The man hit the water hard on his lower back. The impact folded him at the waist, his arms and legs shooting straight up as he went under. Water flooded his mouth, nose, and ears before he could right himself. His hands and knees came into contact with rough rock under the surface. He lay there, panting as he rested. Behind him, he heard the engine of the yacht still idling. Why are they waiting to make certain I don't drown? A wave caught him and shoved him roughly along the granite, scraping his chest. As his brain processed the pain, he realized he had to get up on the rock to keep from being buffeted again. He was dragged back into the water. It was joined by amber circles swimming around the edges of his eyes, a flame that shot along the outside and inside of his left thigh, by a sudden intake of breath that filled his mouth. Well, you're hearing about a shark eating one of the Chinese nationals. It's well written. I'm not going to read you anymore because there are sensitive liberals living to the Savage Nation, listening to the Savage Nation, A Time for War by Michael Savage.
Savage.
Does getting older for you mean more eye strain, eye fatigue, discomfort? As you age, your eyes may lose the nutrients they need for healthy function. If you're over 40, you're invited to try OcuBoost, a complete natural supplement for healthy eyes. OcuBoost helps replenish the nutrients your eyes need to support healthy vision, so you start seeing a real difference. And OcuBoost helps reduce occurrences of eye strain and eye fatigue. It even helps support healthy function in the macula of your eye. When you call right now, you'll get started on a 30-day risk-free trial of OcuBoost, because we feel that seeing is believing. Just call 1-800-839-3047. If you're over 40 and you're living with more eye strain, eye fatigue, or discomfort, call for your risk-free trial of OcuBoost. Just call 1-800-839-3047. That's 1-800-839-3047. Call 1-800-839-3047.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Talk 560 KSFO. People are speaking out about the proposed hiring of a controversial police consultant in Oakland. More than 200 people want to speak about the hiring of Bill Bratton. A major distributor reportedly has picked up rights to the movie about the shooting of an Oakland man by a BART police officer. The film is currently being shown at the Sundance Film Festival. And Facebook is talking about expanding its footprint in Menlo Park. Officials tonight will discuss plans for a West Campus not far from its current location on Willow Road. Taking a look at the roadways, earlier problems southbound 680 and Sonola Highway 84. Finally, all lanes are clear, traffic recovering a little under the speed limit from Castlewood. Northbound 680, still a bit sluggish getting over the Sonola grade from Washington to Highway 84. Northbound 880 High Street have an accident. Looks like the left lane is blocked there. Emergency crews on the way to the scene. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-936-9265. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-936-9265. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-936-9265.
CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle.
He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max, but don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared.
I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster child by bringing your gift of new pajamas to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
See, I write fiction, okay, but I write with scenes that I know something about. I'm a boater, an avid boater in the Bay. I also an avid eater in the Bay Area. So when I have this Chinese national member of the cell killed by his group for some indiscretion, they throw him to the sharks. I just want to read you a paragraph from A Time for War that concludes it. Located 27 miles from the Golden Gate, the uninhabited Farallon Islands are a nature preserve with a large seasonal seal and sea lion population that attracts great white sharks. The predators migrate there from as far away as Hawaii. Whales don't bother them. Killer whales don't deter them. The Farallon great whites feed well on mammal flesh and grow far beyond average, ranging from 13 to 19 feet in length. Gang members call the 141-acre wildlife refuge the pigsty, inspired by the Wild West practice of feeding murder victims to herds of pigs. It's a family novel. You know, it's a light reading, A Time for War. And they do it as a message not only to him but everyone else, by the way, in the cell. So I conclude that little paragraph, chapter with, when the black-winged birds returned to the shoals, all trace of the event had vanished. They would make sure that others heard of the ugly fate that had befallen the cell leader, a fate that awaited anyone else who failed. It's a novel. Then later on, you know, he's there in the restaurant, and they're eating. It's Jack Hatfield and Doc. My new character, Doc, is a great character. He's based on someone I know. He's a 6'1", lanky guy, cowboy hat, who's an emergency room doctor, ex-special forces, and I fictionalized them into the book. These are the men who Dan Rather hates. These are the old white males who gave us America, who I fictionalize in my novels. The last great hope for America, in my opinion. It's in this great book. Alex on WABC, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage. Good evening.
Thank you.
First off, I don't really know where to start with what Obama's doing with Egypt and gun control. But my initial reason to call you tonight was right before tuning into your show, I just finished your book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, and I loved it.
Well, maybe I've saved you from some disasters down the road. I assume you were a younger guy. How old are you?
I'm 22.
You're a youngster. So you've lost all your friends now that you read Liberalism is a Mental Disorder.
No, not to say that. I even though I live in New York, I do have a good amount of friends and family who have always been conservative, and I've always followed that light. And
you know, I'm syndicated by Cumulus Media in New York and everywhere else on WABC, but they just bought a big country western station in Manhattan, which is very interesting to me. That there's actually a country and western audience in New York. I mean, it probably is a big one at that, by the way.
Probably.
Hello? Yeah, I mean, I would think somebody understands that America is still the greatest place on earth.
Well, of course. And, no, your book, I mean, completely, even though I've always been of a conservative background, it was a real eye-opener. And just because it was probably the most recent little analogy you put in the book, it's probably my favorite. And it was the one of you.
All right, but I wrote that book in 2005, by the way. You know, of the making of many books, there is no end. Alex, I'm sending you A Time for War. It should go out to you tomorrow. I hope you enjoy it. Alex on KSFO in San Francisco. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Savage. Nice to talk to you. I'm a Russian immigrant. My parents brought me here in 1994. I'm 25 years old. When my father came to this country, he worked two jobs. He worked as a taxi driver and as a pizza delivery man, and he took 21 units in college at the same time as raising three kids.
And well, he's the real McCoy, your father. He's what America was built on, as opposed to the welfare and food stamp leeches that Obama seems to love so much.
These people here, they're living in a false reality, and very soon it's going to come out from under them, it feels like.
How can you keep printing money and saying, I'm not cutting back on Medicare? We're going to take on the nature itself, climate change, and we're raising taxes on the rich. Everybody knows you have to cut back on expenses except O'Boomer. Mr. O'Boomer. Blessed with a booming voice. Sound and fury signifying nothing. Sound and fury signifying nothing. Where is that? I'm looking for something. You'll have to forgive me. Hey, I'll read it now just because it was a 93-year-old woman who remembered it from her high school years 80 years ago. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day. To the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Macbeth, Act 5, Scene 5. So what's the point of reading it? I realize it's not as good as Beyonce or any other, the other lip syncers at the inauguration, whoever did it. I don't pay any attention to it. The pre-recorded vocal tracks, the pre-recorded president. It's like Obama was pre-recorded by a university a long time ago. I think I've heard all of this a long time ago. But the fact of the matter is, we're living through a revolution in the United States of America. We have a revolutionary in the White House, surrounded by radical, dangerous people. And most Americans, I guess, just keep partying on. Why is he sending such advanced weaponry to Egypt? Let's boil it down. Why? How does he get away with this? Why is there not even a debate? Are we living in a democracy? Are we living in a constitutional republic? Are we living in a dictatorship? How does a president simply send F-16s and 400 tanks to Egypt without even a national debate on this? Let's forget us. We're nothing. How about a congressional debate? Where is John Boehner tonight? Anyone here? Here, Boehner? Where is Boehner tonight? Ah, I'm sorry. He's in the cloakroom. He's filling up. He's filling up. Devorah on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello. Okay, my theory on why we're sending all this to Egypt?
Yeah.
Because, you know, recently Obama said that Israel doesn't know what's in its own behalf, what's best for it. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's sending these to Egypt to intimidate it. So and also, of course, Egypt can send...
Wait, slow down. You're making an interesting point, that he's sending this advanced weaponry to Egypt to intimidate Israel. Is that what you're saying?
So that, yeah, because he wants this whole, you know, he wants them to sign over all this land to make the new Palestinian state. And I wouldn't be surprised if Egypt doesn't send over some of this through all the...
All right, let's assume that that's an obvious possibility. Why is there no outcry from any party here in America? Tell me why.
You know what? I have absolutely no idea. I'm
asking, where is there an opposition statement about all this weaponry to Egypt? I don't understand it. This is extremely controversial, to send all this weaponry to Islamist Egypt, and yet it's going on without one word from anyone in the country.
Nobody really knows about it. It's not in the media. You don't see it written in the papers.
Well, I'm sorry. That's right. It was Michelle's hairdo and her dress that was in the media.
That's right. But
here's a picture of the smiling first couple from the Old York Times. Obama offers liberal vision. We must act. An inaugural stresses theme of civil and gay rights. Safety net praised. I think I've heard that before. I think it goes back to the 60s. It's kind of a standard lecture in colleges in America since about 1965. And then he attacked nature itself, saying he's going to take on climate change. But there's not one word in the Old York Times about this advanced weaponry to Egypt, is there? But there's a lot of talk about Michelle's dress and her new bangs. A first lady unafraid to look like $1 million, says Pinchy Sulzberger's minions. Fashion is no longer the forbidden subject it once was in American politics, they write. Embracing expensive designer clothes has not been a problem for Michelle Obama in the way that similar pursuits haunted Nancy Reagan or even Jacqueline Kennedy. Well, I wonder why that is. Could it be that there's a double standard? That because she's, let us say, an African-American, you're not allowed to say a word about her living like a queen? Is that it? But if it was Nancy Reagan, the cluckers at the Times would be writing about the cost of her earrings? Is that possible? I suppose it's possible. Anything's possible in the world. Business Day, Old York Times. China looks to the sky. A huge aerospace investment with security implications. Tianjin, China. And so now Airbus is churning out A320 jetliners for mostly Chinese state-controlled carriers. See, Chinese are very smart. They're saying, we'll buy your airplanes, but you're going to have to build them here so we can steal your technology. And the corporations are desperate for the business, so they give them the technology. It's the way of the world. It's the way of the dragon. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE. For a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
The world didn't end, but the shift in culture continues. Now your favorite station plays around the world thanks to iHeartRadio. That's the free app with over 1,500 live stations from across the country on your mobile device, including iPod, iPad, Android, and more. Your favorite station is ready to go where you go. Listen to music, personalities, news, and more instantly, wherever you are, right on your mobile device, free. Just download iHeartRadio.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space designed to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 877-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP Turf, fire pits, custom-built-in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest. Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my huge GM used car and truck center in Burlingame. We're right in the middle of remodeling, so I'm having a construction sale. Come to Burlingame or check out our special internet pricing at PutnamGM.com. That's PutnamGM.com.
He's met with scores of actors and singers.
Everybody sings Neil Diamond songs, no matter how many drinks they've had.
How many coal miners has Obama met with?
Mark Levin.
How many construction workers?
Weekdays at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
U.S. gift of F-16 fighters headed to Egypt despite Morsi's harsh rhetoric, says the article. Four F-16 fighter jets left the U.S. this morning bound for Egypt as part of a foreign aid package critics say should have been scrapped when the nation elected a president who has called President Obama a liar and urged that hatred of Jews should be instilled in children. A source who works at a Naval Air Force base in Dallas confirmed the departure of the state-of-the-art fighter planes to Fox News. 16 F-16s and 200 Abrams tanks are to be given to the Egyptian government before the end of the year under a foreign aid deal signed with then-Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, a longtime U.S. ally. But we don't have Hosni Mubarak there anymore. Hillary Clinton overthrew him. We now have an Islamist there. And he's attacked Israel. He's attacked Obama himself. And yet he's getting the planes and the tanks. Why? And he wrote things like this. Here's your friend Morsi. Dear brothers, we must not forget to nurse our children and grandchildren on hatred towards those Zionists and Jews and all those who support them. They must be nursed on hatred. The hatred must continue. That's Morsi in Egypt. Not one word from Jews in America. Not one word. The only one who's opposing it is Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican of Texas. Where's Schumer, the big mouth? Where's Ackerman? Where are all of the big mouths from Brooklyn? Where are the hyphenated ones from Miami who are now running the DNC, whatever her name is? I never remember her, that hag. How come she hasn't said a word? They're big supporters of Israel. How come they're not saying one word about this? Because their boss man sent it to Egypt, therefore it must be good. The U.S. government ordered the planes for Egypt from Lockheed Martin in 2010 as part of an annual aid package that regularly topped $1 billion. But the very next year, a revolution began which resulted in Mubarak's ouster and the election of Morsi, a radical Islamist leader from the Muslim Brotherhood. Morsi tried to claim dictatorial powers but was forced to back down from his claim after massive protests against the move. Many worry that arming such a volatile Egypt would endanger Israel. Many? Many? You mean Republicans? Not one Democrat is alarmed about it. Not one of the big-mouth liberals from New York City in particular is saying one word about the F-16 jet fighters, the M1A Abrams battle tanks, armored personnel carriers, Apache helicopters, and hundreds of mills of dollars in surplus military equipment. The so-called State Department did not respond to requests for comment about the pending delivery. You hear this? So here you have a president who wants to take rifles away from Americans and is sending tanks and jet fighters to Egypt. Any answer to this? Any thoughts on this? Why are we sending them these weapons when they're armed to the teeth already? Does anyone have an idea? I mean, Egypt's armed to the teeth. What do they need this for? What could it do but create more strife in the Middle East? Who could Egypt need to defend itself against other than Israel? And Israel would certainly never start a war with Egypt. Israel's enjoyed 40 years of peace with Egypt, thanks to Mubarak. Why would they send this weaponry to Egypt? But the bigger question is, why is there not one word from the big mouths like Shuma and Ackerman? Where are they? Where are they? They're friends of Israel, aren't they? They work for AIPAC. They take their money. I mean, let's level with each other. Let's lay our cards on the table. Shuma must collect a big, big payout from AIPAC on a regular basis, right? With a wink and a nod. Don't worry, I'll protect you over there. Don't worry, I have the ear of the president. Don't you worry. Just sign it over there. Yeah, sign it over to the Shuma PAC, man. Right? Why is he not saying a word, old Schumer? Well, how about the others in New York? The big friends of Israel. The big recipients of AIPAC Greece. Why are they not saying a word? How do they get away with it? Why do they keep giving them? Why does AIPAC keep giving them money? Okay, that's all I was going to say. Tell me what that's all about. Why are they getting the weapons? Linda, Colorado, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. I really like the excerpts you're reading from your book. But
Thank you.
I'm sure you're aware of it because you seem to be well-read. But I believe that the Chinese started to infiltrate us during the first Nixon-Kissinger rapprochement, if you could call it that.
Yes. Nixon, who I, as a youngster, wrote, wait a minute, something's wrong with this picture. I was a youngster, and yet I saw the picture. He took us off the gold standard. He opened the door to China with that quizzling Metternich Kissinger, who makes my flesh turn ice cold, Kissinger. Every time I see him, my flesh turns cold. He stabbed our troops in the back in Vietnam. He's worked for China ever since. The man scares me to my core. But the fact is that when Nixon did these things, even I, as a political novice, wrote, wait a minute, Nixon's supposed to be a conservative, yet everything I was told would happen if a communist took over is happening under Nixon. I wrote that. I was about 18 years old.
Yeah, I think we're about the same age. I'm going to be 62 in December. Yay, I get to collect Social Security before it's done away with.
I will never divulge my age. I'm actually 49, but go ahead. What else is on your mind?
Okay, what else is on my mind? I firmly believe that the reason you're not hearing from the Jewish population, and just let you know, I'm Jewish. My name is Schwab. Okay, I think the reason you're not hearing from them is because Netanyahu scares the bejesus out of them. Netanyahu is just like the Tea Party in the U.S. He will do anything to drag the U.S. into war and get boots on the ground against Egypt and Iran.
You actually believe that?
Yes, I do.
Well, he hasn't done it yet. He hasn't shown any sign of wanting to go to war with anyone so far as I know, Linda.
But, like, okay, Netanyahu drew the red line in the sand, okay? And Obama was clever enough to back away from that. I guess you don't like Obama.
But why would the U.S. send weapons not to Israel but to Egypt? You're not making sense. You're saying Netanyahu wants to drag us into war. So why would Obama be sending this weaponry to Egypt?
Because there's going to be a new Arab Spring in Egypt where the pro-democracy, pro-Mubarak people are going to take control from the crazy Islamic...
You actually think that Morsi is going to be overthrown and the Democracy Now! Group is going to regain some freedom in that madhouse?
Yes, I do.
Then why not wait until they do to give them the weapons? Why send them in advance when they're not going to go into their hands? I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War because, my friends, if ever there was a title that's more appropriate, it's my novel, A Time for War. Do I want war? I hate war. I'm a pacifist at heart. I'll defend myself if I have to, but I hate violence and I hate war. But it is a time for war. The Bible writes about it. We're at war right now. The president is at war with 50% of the United States of America. The productive, constitution-loving Americans have been declared public enemy number one by this administration. The man basically crowed during his inauguration, sneered at half of America. How's that for leadership? It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Savage.
Well, here's the latest news today for the Savage Nation. Netanyahu holds on. Results in today from Israel. Yes, exit polls showing that Netanyahu and his allies, the conservatives, win the Israeli election. Unlike in America, they're not yet suicidal. Very hotly contested parliamentary election today. The hardline right-winger, meaning the man who loves his country, as opposed to man who hates his country and loves the world, is winning. The exit polls aired on Israel's three major TV stations all forecast Likud, along with its traditional hardline and religious allies, capturing a small majority of just 61 or 62 seats in the 120-member parliament. What does this mean? Well, explain this. Why has Obama sent F-16 fighters and tanks, our most advanced M1 Abram tanks, to Islamist Egypt, despite the fact that Morsi has called Jews rats and pigs? Well, you can't put two and two together. You can't put two and two together. 16 F-16s and 200 Abrams tanks are going to be given to the Islamist Egyptian government before the end of the year. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Attacking Israel, Morsi is rewarded with F-16s and tanks. That's your friend Obama. I have a question. How can a Jew vote for Obama? Answer, liberalism is a mental disorder. By the way, according to U.S. Air Force description, these new planes, their maneuverability and combat radius exceeded that of all potential threat fighter aircraft, meaning all of the Israeli aircraft that the Israelis have are not as good as these. Well, keep on voting for the, what shall I say? Barack Hussein Obama, does that work for you? What else is on michaelsavage.com? Well, what other news is out there today? How about the inauguration? The singer faked it. She lip-synced it. The president's band lip-synced it. Actually, it was a recording. I think he recorded himself in advance with a college leftist fanatic agenda. What else is in the news? Well, I guess you know most of the news. An eyewitness at the inauguration said the crowd was lackluster. They were on their iPhones, and they smelled of marijuana. They didn't even listen to him. They were liberated and liberal. The only thing missing was they were not naked, because it was too cold. Obama brought God into the climate change fight while temperatures are plunging across the USA and while Russia's having one of its worst winters in modern history. But don't tell that to Al Corleone. He's laughing all the way to Riyadh. Let's see what's on michaelsavage.com. New Zealand environmental advocate launches a campaign to ban cats as pets. They're killing the local birds. The petty partisanship of Barack Obama. Read that one. It's really good. Kindergartner suspended over a bubblegum threat. Made a terrorist threat with a piece of bubblegum. The crappio says he's going to save the environment by flying all over the world in a private jet to save the world. Okay. North Korea's labor camps can be seen from space, Madeleine Albright. How was the party over there? Most weapons in Algeria attack came from Libya. You didn't hear any of that. Read Savage on the flu vaccine. Not everything the government says is true. On the top left of my site is the most important story of the day. It's my new thriller novel, A Time for War. By clicking on it and going to Amazon, you can see who we are at war with, fictional, of course. And you can, well, if you're a big fan of Abuse of Power or if you're a new listener to The Savage Nation, you'll know why Michael Savage is a best-selling fiction writer as well. Power fiction, tinged with terrorism and intrigue, with an old-school rough-and-tumble journalist as its hero, said The Washington Times. A thriller sure to score a bullseye with its target audience. Savage pulls off some neat twists as Hatfield and a handful of amateurs fight to prevent a disaster that certain officials choose to ignore or abet. Does it sound familiar? A fast-paced international thriller whose story spans the globe, Dr. Savage has hit a home run with Abuse of Power. The story grips the reader and delivers the goods, says the Free Republic. What do you think they're going to say about my new book, A Time for War? Well, my first novel, Abuse of Power, was a smashing success. Well, now, A Time for War will be a bigger hit. It's very timely. Power fiction. Abuse of Power. Power fiction. A Time for War. Go to Amazon.com. Order your advance copy now. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits. Year five of negative interest rates. Year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hundreds of thousands all over America are using Ovation Cell Therapy to help stop dry, brittle, damaged hair.
Your hair can be thicker, stronger, grow longer, and be healthy again with Ovation Cell Therapy.
Ovation is easy to use and guaranteed safe and effective, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery.
Do you color treat your hair with harsh chemicals and dyes?
Do you style your hair with dryers and curling irons?
Have you damaged your hair from extensions and weaves?
Is your hair breaking off or falling out by the brushfuls due to stress, medications, or surgeries?
Ovation Cell Therapy can help restore the damage caused by these harsh treatments. With Ovation Cell Therapy, your hair can be healthy again.
For thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair, simply log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. Repair the damage now and have healthier, shinier, more manageable hair. Log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special savings. ovationhair.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, Call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. I'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Davy Jones of rum and gold and wenches bold. You had your last Bill Billy Bones. Billy Bones, Billy Bones. Good morning, morning to you, John Billy. The chest of Jerusalem, I'm sealed the sea. For you and I, offended, agree.
Billy Bones from Skip Henderson's incredible CD album. It's a seafaring ditty. And I. All right, it's enough. It's incredible. It's wonderful. I love old Irish and English sea ditties because they have a certain drollness to them and a certain sense of. Well, recognition that we're all mortal, and that at the end of the day, they throw you overboard. You throw yourself overboard. And in the car today, I was kind of very agitated and depressed over everything going on. The dog saw it. So I played Billy Bones, and I started to feel better. And then, lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, along comes this from a friend, dated the Daily News, dated Friday, November 4th, 1949, Ode to the Welfare State. And my friend said the more things change, the more they stay the same. 1949, Ode to the Welfare State. Mr. Truman, of course, Harry Truman was a Democrat, a welfare state Democrat. And he got the Republicans very angry. And so Clarence J. Brown, a Republican from Ohio, wrote this into the Congressional Record, a poem. And it went like this, the Welfare State. Father, must I go to work? No, my lucky son, we're living now on Easy Street, on dough from Washington. We've left it up to Uncle Sam, so don't get exercised. Nobody has to give a damn. We've all been subsidized. But if Sam treats us all so well and feeds us milk and honey, please, Daddy, tell me, what the hell he's going to use for money? Don't worry, bub, there's not a hitch in this here noble plan. He simply soaks the filthy rich and helps the common man. But, Father, won't there come a time when they run out of cash? And we have left them not a dime when things will go to smash. My faith in you is shrinking, son, you nosy little brat. You do too damn much thinking, son, to be a Democrat. 1949, Harry Truman, welfare Democrat. The more things change, the more they remain the same. Which brings us to the welfare state under Barack Hussein Obama. Do you think the gangs of New York will turn their weapons in? Do you think the gangs of New York will... Say, we're so tired of the violence in Brooklyn. You know what we're going to do? We're going to bring in our AKs. We're going to bring in our modified ARs. We're going to bring them all in. We're going to give them to the governor because we really want to lay them down and go to work for McDonald's. You think that's going to happen? Maybe you're a liberal gunophobe. Maybe you're Woody Allen. And you want to live in a perfect world where everyone is kind and gentle and they don't push people onto subway tracks. So we don't like to live in that world. Unfortunately, we don't live in that world. But guys like Woody Allen, who are surrounded by bodyguards and live in the bubble of the Weinstein bubble, they don't understand what the average strap hanger has to go through in New York City or anywhere else. So we have this question of guns, and although I'd hate to talk about it for hours, I think we have to touch on it. Do you think Obama is stupid? How did he become president? Because he's dumber than you? He became president because he's not as smart as talk show hosts. Is that it? In other words, Obama became president because he's stupider than talk show hosts. That's how he became president. He became president because he's smart. I disagree with him. I don't believe we should have an assault weapon ban, if you want to call them assault weapons. I don't like the idea of registration because it's a prelude to seizure. I understand all of that. But I'm telling you right now that the reason Barack Obama studied the Constitution, that is, studied constitutional law, is so we could figure out how to screw people by getting around the Constitution. I told you with tongue-in-cheek, but it's quite apt, that the only reason a person becomes a lawyer, especially those who then pretend to be talk show hosts, is so they can get around the law. I mean, why would you study law? Why would you study the law other than to figure out how to get around the law? Think about it. I mean, I want you, even good lawyers, study the law in order to figure out how to get around the law, both for good and bad reasons. What do they become lawyers for? To figure out how to get around the law. So we now have a lawyer for a president, and he's getting around the Constitution by using executive orders, executive actions, and I told you he's putting out lines into the water. He's going to hook something. He knows all of them won't go through, but he figures if he gets 2 to 3, he's going to get some fish. That's what's going to happen. You can be angry at me. I don't really care. Do you agree with any part of New York's gun ban is the primary question tonight in the Savage Nation. And the phone number tonight is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Michael Savage with the last word in talk radio. If you don't want to talk about the gun issue, would you tell me what you want to talk about in the Savage Nation? Because I will take calls on other topics. By the way, I would guess that the gun issue is a very low priority in the minds of most Americans. I would like to see a ban on violent video games, as I said the day of the shooting in Newton, Connecticut. I would like to see a camera lock on Harvey Weinstein's cameras. I would like to see a camera lock on Tarantino's cameras. We don't hear anything about that because they support Barack Obama. But what about the gangs of New York? Do you think they're going to register their weapons with the state of New York? Do you think they're going to give up their names and addresses? You think they're going to register every... Of course not. This is absurd. So the only people he's gone after are legal gun owners who are afraid of the gangs of New York, while the gangs of New York will continue to own their guns illegally. So therefore, I don't think we need to talk about it. I almost would rather talk about thimerosal. I'd rather talk about mercury and thimerosal and how to brew a proper cup of tea. I would rather sing from Billy Bones along with you and send you the words so you can follow the bouncing microphone. You know, I should put it on my website so we can all sing along. It might break you out of your depression. I had a great day today. I got to tell you, you know, do I sound sad to you? Because I'm not. I had a great day today. You know, I read about the founder of Reddit. That poor kid committed suicide because the government pursued him relentlessly for years on the case where he downloaded files from MIT and he was facing a lot of jail time. His father said that the government killed him. I agree with the father. The father is 100% right. That prosecutor should be, well, I guess you can't arrest the prosecutor. But the thing is that guy who founded Reddit, he committed suicide, and his father said that he committed suicide because of the federal government. Now, you heard that, didn't you? I don't know if you saw that one, but it's pretty sad. And you know, I can understand it. You know why I haven't committed suicide, even though the British government has banned me for 3 years, and fraudulent talk show hosts like Fatso, Hammer, and others didn't support me because they'd like to see me arrested for being who I am? Do you know why? Because they don't like competition. For years now, I have faced a legal suit from the government of England. But I thought about why this young man may have committed suicide. Adam Schwartz, I think his name was. Brilliant young kid by all estimations. I said, you know, if I were 23, I might have not been able to survive. But I'm not 23. It's because I'm older. I've been through a lot. I've got a lot of, a thick skin at this point. I've been through a lot. I have an incredibly strong family who supported me through all of this. I have had loyal listeners support me for years. But this kid was out there all alone, and he was facing jail time He couldn't take it, so he killed himself. He shouldn't have done it, obviously. But you can't blame the kid. Blame the federal government and that vicious prosecutor for you know, he was going to throw the book at him and give him a bigger charge than a murderer, than a mass murderer. A bigger charge than Mayor Nidal Hassan, for example, who killed 13 and wounded 30 and has still not been brought to justice by your government. Your government has not yet brought the guy who conducted the Fort Hood massacre to trial. Why? Because he's a Muslim. And because it will embarrass the government and the army to show that they let him do it. You talk about guns. Let's talk about the Fort Hood massacre. Let's talk about which president disarmed our military on American bases. It was none other than Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton disarmed our men on military bases for fear of a military coup. And as a result, 13 are dead and 30 were wounded. Wounded very seriously by Major Nidal Hassan. And the very same government that disarmed our soldiers on bases and turned them into sitting ducks for that crazy Muslim Islamist evil doer, Major Nidal Hassan. They died because they had no weapons. You know how he got stopped, Nidal Hassan? Because a police officer came in with a gun and shot him. He still has not been brought to trial. Very sad times that he would get away with virtual mass murder and the American press is silent because they work with Obama in keeping the silence going. Do you think the gangs of New York will register their guns? I stand for one thing on this show, which is trying to disclose the truth. See, that's my scientific background. I'm not an attorney by training. I never went to law school. Many of you loved abuse of power. It's in my hand. What can I say? I'm not happy with it. I'm thrilled. A Time for War. It's not political. It's a political thriller. And I have the book now. It's up on michaelsavage.com. You can pre-order it from Amazon. It'll be in the bookstores in early February. I know you're going to love it if you love one. From Michael Savage, the New York Times bestselling author, Abuse of Power, radio host of the Savage Nation, comes a powerful new thriller. I want you to hear this because it comes from the news itself. A Chinook helicopter carrying a squad of Navy SEALs suddenly plummets to earth in Afghanistan. A car driven by FBI agents tailing a suspicious vehicle, is mysteriously rendered immobile in San Francisco. The body of a Chinese agent is found floating miles from the Golden Gate Bridge after being fed to sharks. The U.S. is under secret attack and only Jack Hatfield, a popular television host, hounded from his position by left-wing forces in the media for speaking the truth, suspects the danger of this lethal conspiracy. With the help of Dover Griffith, I invented a new girl, an idealistic young woman staffer at the Office of Naval Intelligence, Hatfield pursues a trail leading to a billionaire American electronics entrepreneur who has sold out his own country with the help of officials at the highest level of the American government. As enemy operatives plan a two-pronged attack that will disarm the American military and release a deadly toxin killing hundreds of thousands of civilians, Hatfield and Dover race to locate this new ground zero and save an unsuspecting country. That's my new book. And by the way, the Chinese are very, you know, I read Chinese literature, ancient Chinese literature, and they say the mark of a good leader is when the people don't fear him. And the mark of a bad leader is when people fear him. Right now, more Americans fear Obama than have feared any president. I don't know in how many years, okay? I can't quantify it. He's feared. He likes that. That's his mark. And he's feared and he likes it. And that means he's a bad leader. We should not fear our government. That's all I can tell you. So, I mean, I take it out in different ways.
Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Burlingame man arrested for DUI allegedly made more than 100 harassing phone calls to the officer who arrested him. He's now facing charges of harassment, threats, and resisting arrest. Several notable meetings are being held throughout the Bay Area tonight. The Oakland City Council is considering what action to take to curb crime in the city. In San Francisco, the public is being allowed to comment at the first of three public hearings over whether police should be allowed to carry tasers. And in Mountain View, Google is laying out its plans to expand its campus. Taking a look at the roadways, we've got debris, southbound 280, Sand Hill Road. Looks like a bike is in the right lane, bit of a traffic hazard for you. Eastbound 80, Pomona Street, we've got some debris there as well. CHP is on the way. For the most part, pretty good ride around the Bay Area right now with no major incidents. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Wow. Ever since we kicked off our after Christmas sale, our business has been exactly that. Wow. Hi, I'm Richard Russell, and I made the largest purchases in Russell's furniture history and at the largest discounts. And you, the consumer, have saved up to 80%. And here's the best part. Two new containers just landed, and a dozen new wows are on our display floors right now. If you're not familiar with Russell's, we carry better quality home furnishings. Some of our famous brands include Drexel, FlexSteel, Better Homes and Gardens, Lauren by Ralph Lauren, Tommy Bahama, and dozens more. We're large. Our display floor is equal to five normal furniture stores, and we've been named Silicon Valley's best furniture store 8 years in a row by the readers of the Mercury News. So wow yourself and see the over 100 wow items while your price is as much as 30% below normal cost. Not below retail, below normal cost. It all happens at Russell's, 2645 El Camino, Santa Clara, and at the Dublin Outlet Store at the Amador Plaza.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Connect with Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at ksfo.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at ksfo.com.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-890-5212. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-890-5212. That's 1-800-890-5212.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves. And neither should you on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Patrick Michaels is an American climatologist, a senior research fellow at George Mason University, and a senior fellow in environmental studies at the Cato Institute. We're going to talk about the fake global warming data. Patrick, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Nice to be with you.
In a recent article for the Washington Times, you say global warming apocalypse canceled. Why? Because the 21st century has seen no rise in temperature after all. Obviously, you're saying that the data shows the temperatures aren't rising. So what is going on?
Well, that's what the surface temperatures show. If you look at the record that scientists cite the most, which is from the University of East Anglia, that record, when you look at monthly data, shows no net warming in temperature departures from normal since late 1996. Michael, we are in our 17th year without warming.
What's the actual story of warming on the planet over the last 100 years?
Well, there are two warmings. It warmed up about 4-tenths of a degree Celsius from 1910 to about 1945. Now, human beings couldn't have had anything to do with that, at least not carbon dioxide emissions, because we hadn't put very much in the air. Then the temperature cooled down a bit, and warming started again around 1977 and went through late 1997, late 1996, and stopped. The warming in the second part of the 20th century was about the same magnitude as the warming in the first part of the 20th century, but people tend to think it's more associated with carbon dioxide because we see at the same time that the lower atmosphere warms, you see the stratosphere cools a little bit. If it were just the sun, the whole atmosphere would be warming up from top to bottom. When you change the greenhouse gases, you change the radiative balance in the lower atmosphere, and you get a little bit of warming. And the bottom line is little bit, because it's running way underneath where it was forecast to be. And one of these days, and that's what's in my piece, my profession is going to have to throw in the towel and say, apocalypse canceled.
Well, we know why they're hiding the data, Patrick. It's just about skimming the money.
Well, there are a lot of manipulations that are done. In fact, the National Climatic Data Center's temperature history for the United States can change at any moment in time because of what they call, you'll like this, Michael, new homogenization regimes for the data. They homogenize the data. I thought we just did that to milk. And if you look at every time they homogenize the data, not almost every time, it looks like the early part of the record in the 20th century gets colder, and the latter part of the record in the late 20th century and the 21st century gets warmer. How can that be? They're all the same original numbers.
Who is profiting mostly from this scam? Obviously, it's the profit motive, isn't it? Larceny?
I mean, we spend billions and billions of dollars a year on so-called global change and climate change research. If you really want to get into that honeypot of money, you better not write a proposal that says, I think this might be overblown. So, yeah, there's a tremendous amount of professional advancement that occurs. You know, when you go up for promotion at the university, the dean asks, how much money did you bring in? How many projects did you do? How many papers did you publish? Those all cost money. And in climate change, the sole provider of research funding for all intents and purposes is the federal government. They are a monopoly provider, and being provided in a political fashion makes sure that they get the right results.
Are any people in the media waking up and questioning the so-called global warming climate change BS?
Well, I think they're questioning the severity of it and the magnitude of it. You know, the way I like to talk to people about global warming is to say, you know that old adage, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. Well, in global warming, it's not the heat, it's the sensitivity. Yes, CO2 will result in some warming of the atmosphere. You really don't care. What you care about is how much. And unless nature is throwing us not just a curveball, but a knuckleball, we are being told not as much as we forecast.
How big is man's impact on warming?
Well, we've raised the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere from a background of about 280 parts per million to about 395 parts per million. That doesn't seem like a lot, but it does have a temperature effect. And the question is, how much of an effect does it have? I think nature has been digesting this carbon dioxide effect for a long enough time that nature has told us. And it may shock you, but the initial forecasts and the ones that people have tended to use appear to have predicted too much warming. Now, it's going to be very embarrassing for a scientific community to have to throw in the towel and say, okay, you know, we kind of exaggerated this. And then the sociologists of science and people like me are going to find out why all this exaggeration happened. But you're beginning to see it. You're beginning to see a lot of papers appear in the literature saying that the warming will not be as much as was initially calculated. The reason that has to happen is because it hasn't warmed for over 16 years. We're in our 17th year without it.
Well, how do we go about speeding up this change in culture?
Ah, unfortunately, changing scientific paradigms takes a very long time, as historians of science will tell you. You know, it's not like scientists change their mind generally. They die. They die with their paradigms on, if you will. And, yeah, it's a long, drawn-out process, especially when the reward structure for the community is built around getting money, and you don't get money unless you say something is a terrible problem, because all scientific problems compete with each other for federal money. So it shouldn't surprise you, Michael, that, you know, somebody will testify in front of Congress, and, you know, if you don't give money for my project, your children will grow up to be midgets. And then when they don't, the Congress says, see, we saved you, and the money continues to flow.
Can't the government just defund these green projects?
That would be one thing that would certainly be quite remarkable. You know, we just had a multi-gazillion dollar federal study released on climate change, and it's in the review process now. And I can tell you that this is probably worse than their last federal study, which was the worst document on climate change that I have ever seen written. Okay? It's really bad, because the way it works now, the people who review your work in climate science are the same guys who are on the take. Who's going to review something and say, this is an exaggeration? And there's just no incentive for this to happen. Where it does seem to change is at the ballot box. You know, in 2009, the House passed a so-called cap-and-trade bill in June of 2009. And if you look at the election results in 2010, when there was a wave election against the reigning Democrats, it appears that cap-and-trade cost them the House of Representatives. So, yeah, the people see this stuff. And I'm telling you, Obama's inauguration address, which paid so much attention, more relative attention than any other issue, paid so much attention to climate change, is really dangerous grounds for him politically.
Who in the federal government can we actually hold accountable? They're all running scared.
I would say that there are many. I would look for the people who are producing these biased reports and ask, well, why in the world did you do this? In fact, you know, Michael, I'll tell you something. If you go to the Cato website, www.cato.org, and click on energy and environment, you will find a document that we just produced at the Cato Institute that was designed to look exactly like this government compendium on science. You know, the flow is the same, it looks the same, it's the same color, same subject areas. And our document has more scientific references in it than the government's does. And if you look at our document, you'll see all the science they left out. Just click on it at www.cato.org, and you can see your tax dollars at work versus your contributions to Cato.
What do you think is going to happen next?
I think the president is going to bluster. It's going to get very windy here in Washington. The House of Representatives is certainly not going to do anything. So the president will be trying to regulate carbon dioxide and make energy more expensive, which he said in his first campaign that's what he, quote, necessarily, end quote, wanted to do. He'll be trying to do that by executive order, and the Environmental Protection Agency will be issuing, you know, all kinds of diktats. And hopefully these things are going to be increasingly challenged in the courts, because I think there's a time coming when the science dam is going to break. It would be very unusual if a court broke it, but I can tell you I have never seen such a disconnect between public science and scientific reality as there is in the global warming issue.
Patrick Michaels, thanks for joining us today on the Savage Nation.
Bye, Michael.
This is Michael Savage reminding you to check out A Time for War on Amazon.com. Order your copy now, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hey everyone, I'm Larry Levin, president of Trading Advantage. You may have seen me being interviewed on the financial networks. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques in my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-914-5567, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-914-5567. That's 800-914-5567.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
One way or another, 2013 is going to cost you money, no matter what tax bracket you're in. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustment should you make? I'm financial advisor Pat Vitucci, and if you're worried, we should talk. As an independent financial advisor, I think I can help. How well prepared are you and your investments as the government reaches farther into your pocket? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, I'm not obligated to any particular type of investments. I will try to do what is best for you. Call me anytime, 800-472-8305, for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service, something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Dog 560 KSFO.
855-4072-8. Anything you want to talk about? The flu vaccine, A Time for War. You want me to read a few pieces from it? You'll notice that I opened the novel with the Chinook helicopter that went down killing 38 Navy SEALs. Do you know why I opened my novel with that? I wrote this book a year ago about when it happened. It's been forgotten already. Do you remember that was the greatest military mishap in modern American history? and Obama was commander-in-chief, and yet he has such a control over the vermin from Hollywood that instead of talking about him killing, as commander-in-chief, he was responsible for the dead 38 Navy SEALs. Shortly after he killed Osama bin Laden, the very same team was put on a single helicopter and they all died. And no one put two and two together. No. You don't watch Homeland or anything like it. No. No, couldn't have been on purpose. But I opened my book with Tongi Valley, Afghanistan. Every military person in the world should read my novel, A Time for War. Every military wife should read the novel. I wouldn't expect anyone else to read it. But I did this as a memorial to the men of the Navy SEALs. Instead, we see a movie now about his wonderful killing of Osama bin Laden. Great. How about the death of the 38 Navy SEALs? He was commander-in-chief for that. Why did dumb Romney not bring that up? I said it over and over again during the debate. Bring it up! Every time they bring up Osama bin Laden, bring up the death of the Navy SEALs. Zero, zero, zero. Good morning to you, Billy Bones, Billy Bones. You may not know who Skip Henderson is. He's a local musician here in the San Francisco area. He knows all these old songs, and he's rewritten them, and he performs once in a while. I don't know him personally. I heard him once. He's very good. I love his CD. I haven't played this for years. I used to play it on my boat when I was down in the dumps. Teddy loved it. I played it for Teddy in the car today. He enjoys it a lot. I went right to sleep. That's why I know he liked it. I don't want to just talk about guns. I just don't want to get into it. You know the story already. You know that every dictatorship starts with socialized medicine. That I know for at least 40 years. I knew a communist doctor in Hawaii who worked at Kaiser Hospital at the time, and he was a diehard communist, and he used to scream about socialized medicine in Cuba and how great it was. And he couldn't wait for the day that we would have a guy from Hawaii become president. Little did I know. It's like they made this guy up. I mean, this guy was made up. It's unbelievable. They moved him right in there, and there it is. Now we have Cuban-style medicine, and the seniors don't even know what's coming. They have no idea what's coming. They don't know anything. They convinced 51% of the population that they should take everything from the other 49%, and they don't understand that at the end of the day, it all ends. What are you going to do? They'll go for the next day. Everyone lives for the next day. If we can get off the gun thing, I'd be real happy. I don't want to only be gun calls. I don't think I want to take another gun call. I can't. I'm going to get nauseous. And play another Billy Bones. I don't care what you play. Anything. I think I've had it with guns. I'm not going to do it. Half of them don't even own guns. Go off in the hand and shooting themselves in the foot. Tar in your day. They don't understand it. The average person doesn't understand this. It's too esoteric. Even this is too esoteric. See, this is the problem with talk radio. If you get too clever, you lose your audience. And the dumber you get, the bigger the audience. The dumber you get, the larger the audience. It grows larger. Because look at what's happened to America. Since the Antichrist, Jerry Springer came along. Remember Jerry Springer, who he is. He jokingly said that he destroyed Western civilization. I'm convinced that hook, nose, and all, he is the Antichrist. If I were casting an Antichrist, it would be in the form of a nice guy like Jerry Springer, who destroys Western civilization with junk television. And before long, you've got one junk TV show after another debasing one ethnic group after another. So as I said, Jersey Shore and Mob Wives have debased the Italian experience. Woody Allen and Larry David have debased the Jewish experience. Dog the Bounty Hunter has debased the English, Irish, and Scotch, a Scots experience. Go down the list, one after the other. I'm telling you, this is what's happened to Western civilization. This is why we are where we are today. That's how you can have a country like this with an imposter put into the White House, a brilliant imposter, brilliant. Pam in Kansas City, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, hi, Michael. It's good to talk to you. I just love you wanted to have a different topic of conversation, and I love your stories about your dog.
I don't know what to tell you. He's a quiet guy, doesn't bite. He bites once in a while. He gets a little male, gives someone a nip. If he's sleeping and you come up behind him on the bed, he's liable to bite. But otherwise, he's not a fierce little guy.
No, but I love that you just said that you put some music on in the car and he loved it because he fell asleep. I mean, I'm a dog lover. My girl I had put down a couple of years ago.
Oh, no, I don't want to think about it. I have another box ready already. I have two boxes on my table with the ashes of the last ones with their picture on the box.
It's awful. She was only 5 years old, but she was sick.
No, we can't do the Maudlin dog stories. It's terrible. It's the It's heavy-duty scotch time for some people. You know, it's not howdy-duty time. This is already deep drinking and maudlin, and life is no good. And I'd rather talk about the secondary effects of smoking. I'd rather talk about the secondhand effects of smoking than guns right now. I can't do it. I can't take it. Jack Hatfield slapped off the alarm clock on his clock radio. The words hadn't quite registered as he blinked to clear his vision, tried to make out the luminous red numbers. He pushed the black hair from his high, strong forehead, dragged a hand across tired eyes. "You're late, champ," he smiled as Eddie bounded toward him from the foot of the queen-size bed. The four-year-old gray poodle, all tongue and forepaws and big brown eyes, usually woke him up a minute or two before the 6 a.m. alarm. Jack dug his fingers behind the dog's ears, and Eddie drew back his head and jerked approvingly. Jack ended their morning ritual by pulling a well-worn chew toy from the drawer of his night table and flinging the toy to the floor. Eddie followed, landing on the rubber stake with a single mighty leap and a whimpering squeak from the stake. "Lie back and think of England," Jack told the chew toy. Then he groaned. He hadn't been awake 2 minutes and already England was back on his mind. Eddie had landed on the rubber stake like the full weight of Britain's blinkered bureaucracy had landed on Jack, who was still banned by the British Home Office from entering the United Kingdom, along with terrorists and criminals. Normally, it never crossed his mind, but he had a lead for a story he was writing on the smuggling of illegal Chinese medicines. The lead was in London, and London was off limits. Jack stood up, his body automatically adjusting to the gentle sway of the 40-ton Sea Rider. The cast-off bedsheet buried Eddie, who pulled his toy to safety and continued gnawing. Jack Hatfield, Jack thought, the defrocked talk show host and the last truly independent journalist in America, hounded by the illiberal left and defamed worldwide, needs coffee. So that's a piece from A Time for War. I got my first copy. You'll just have to let me indulge myself. You work so hard on something, it comes to you. I'm just happy with it. It's a good day. It's a good day. What am I going to do? You want me to agitate every day and go crazy over everything? I'm not going to do it. Ann in Portland, do you want me to agitate and go crazy every night?
No. And in fact, I loved your opening. It reminded me of a show you did a few years ago, maybe 3 years ago. And you, when I tuned it in, you were starting to say you were going to be the new gentler Savage Nation. That you said over and over, and it was an afternoon of Pirates music, and it was great.
Oh, I remember. I said, I'm going to be the new gentler Savage. I remember that. It was a funny day.
And I was...
My favorite shtick is Dr. Unsavage. I don't have the voice for it tonight, where you call in questions for Dr. Unsavage, and I answer every question from a liberal perspective in a rational liberal voice. It can be very funny, but I have to have the right mindset for it, Ann. Thank you. For the call. I said, one of these days after the gun stuff dies down, I'll do an Unsavage day for you. Do you agree with any part? No, I can't do the gun call. Anything else? Flu, gun. I'm looking at the board now. Gun. No, I know it's a distraction. I absolutely know that. He's got you going. He's got you coming and going, this guy. He's so clever. This guy's smart. He doesn't need a Congress. He doesn't have a kitchen cabinet. This guy doesn't need a kitchen cabinet like Reagan had. This guy has a different kind of cabinet. I haven't come up with the right phrase yet. I was going to throw one out, but I didn't want to use the wrong a signature to it. Obama has not a... Okay, remember Reagan had a kitchen cabinet? What would you call Obama's cabinet, which consists of Michelle and the mother-in-law and some unknown person running around in the background? What would that be called? What would that be? It wouldn't be a kitchen cabinet. A kitschy cabinet? No. But the kitschy cabinet of Obama is so clever that they got you thinking that it's all about guns, when the next day he's gonna jam 30 million illegal aliens down your throat, permanently turning us into a banana republic. That's right. Mark my words.
Savage.